What's happening in your Hancock Parks in April? Your country now, 100.5 WKXA Rex Hour. WTO11 weather could have a chance of an afternoon shower, thunderstorm. That was late, but a better chance tonight. A little breezy today, high 79. So, Michelle Rumschlag in. We have the birdies chirping up.
Yes. So
Michelle says she can name the birds.
I don't know what that though. I think more. It might just be a generic
bird.
Bird call.
A generic bird.
Yes. It doesn't sound familiar with the few seconds.
From Canada. I don't know. Michelle in from the Hancock Park District makes her monthly visit to us, and I'm up early in the morning.
Yes.
And it
so
was
am
like
I.
What's that?
So am I.
Oh.
Maybe not as
I'm
early
out
as
like
you.
Four.
No, so. No, not that early.
Okay.
No, usually about 5:30.
And the birds are chirping. Like 2 weeks ago, they were out.
It's the robins. Robins are ones
okay.
right that usually are the early morning ones, and then they're also uh-huh. the late night, and that's the ones you hear. And I saw something online that because they have larger eyes, that they just kind of can see more of the light, what light there is there early in the morning. But uh-huh. yeah, they're the ones.
Up and
at him, right?
Getting,
and then at late at night.
Getting the worm, right?
Right. Well, they do, right? They
yeah.
looking not looking for the worm, right? They listen. So if you ever watch robins in your yard, they can hear them. So if they're
walking
along,
they can hear the worms?
They can hear the worms. So worms are in their tunnels, and they will come up sometimes to the surface. And so when they're going back down, it does make a noise. So watch the robin.
Wow.
They will tilt their head a little bit to the side and hear it. And then go ahead and eat the
have breakfast.
Right,
wow.
right. And then sometimes there's that tugging because worms have little, right. like bristles, little hairs. So, of course, right? I mean, I'd be holding on for dear life, too. But that's why there's, right, they have those little grips. So they're trying to obviously counteract the robin. And that's,
well,
right, so.
Well, I'll trick them. Maybe I can make the sound of a worm in the morning. But I would get attacked then that way in the morning.
Sure, so. Right? Maybe there's a sound effect for that of worms going back in the holes.
Anyway. Wow. All right.
Right? Now you know, right? It's good to learn something.
It is, yes.
Something every day. So now
I'm good for
so
the
now,
rest of the day. Thank
so now
you,
people
Michelle.
Know, right? Yep, they can turn out. They don't even hear anything else.
We're yeah. Good. So April is upon us,
yes.
And you have like four or five sheets of paper of activities.
Lots of activities
wow.
going on. I mean,
what's
we have programs
on?
Every month, but right, you know, the weather, Mother, I don't know what Mother Nature's doing. The hot, the cold, the wind.
A little moody.
Like, I mean, we are, I'm not sure what's, no. what's happening. It'd be nice to even out and just be. Like 60. Like, I don't need the extreme warm
yeah,
and the extreme cold.
Nice.
And, you know, we're done with snow. I mean, like.
Well, we hope.
We hope, right? No more snow talk till like, next December. But, yeah, lots of programming happening. Again, April and May programs at HancockParks.com. And, yeah, lots of things happening. And
I'll
so,
let you talk about since you have so much. I don't know where
there
to
is.
Start.
And we got a lot of outside activities, of course. With the weather being, you know, nicer. But again, you know, it is spring. So I guess just, you know, kind of dress for the weather or for trail conditions. So they might be wet. They might be muddy. So just keep that in mind. But coming up on Friday, April 10th, we have our Little Hands Nature Club program. And that's for kids ages 3 to 6 with an adult, but other age siblings can attend. And going to take place at Oakwoods Nature Preserve there, meeting at the Discovery Center porch at 1 o'clock. And it's a duck hunt. So, right, I mean, we've got ducks kind of year-round, but we're going to be talking about them. We're going to make a little duck headband, and then we're going to go hike to Shank Lake and Dold Lake, the two water areas there at Oakwoods, and see if we can find any ducks swimming around, maybe
sure
some
will.
Geese,
yeah.
right? So just a fun little activity there.
Right.
So again, meeting at the Discovery Center porch at 1 o'clock, but Little Hands on Friday, April 10th. Is happening there. We've got a touch tour coming up for, again, this is an all ages thing. So again, getting out in the evening on Thursday, April 16th. And so all ages, but if you've got kids or something, it's kind of like, you know, all the different feels that are in nature. So you've got things that are bumpy that might be prickly or fuzzy or something. So we're going to explore that. And then talk also about animals that have that heightened sense of touch, like raccoons. So they have actually whiskers on their fingers. So you're right, most animals have whiskers on their face to
right.
sense things. Well, raccoons have these little bristles around their claws. So when they're looking for food in the water, they're actually feeling. So it looks like they're not washing their food, right? That's a thing that they're in the water, but they're kind of just feeling around for food. So, you know, is it a rock? Is it a snail? I saw this one time at Oakwoods in our little wetland area behind the Discovery Center, and he was just moving around and just trying to feel stuff, and his hands were underwater, and it was a pretty neat thing. So that'll be taking place out at Riverbend Recreation Area, meeting in the parking lot by Shelter 3 at 6 o'clock. Again, there's no registration. It's free. You just need to show up. So again, want to get outside and kind of see the different things and feel things in nature. Our touch tour on Thursday, April 16th. Mm-hmm. And then for those that want to learn something history in April, on Sunday, April 19th, we're doing a program called Agricultural Reports for the McInnes Family. So when the census would come out, right, comes out every 10 years, they would also come out in the late 1800s, a report kind of, you know, looking over your property, how many acres do you have, and then also like your livestock. So it would say, yes, this person's got this many pigs, this many sheep, and then also how many, you know, how many pounds of potato, how many pounds of butter you have, and those types of things. And so there's a report with the 1850 census, Charles McInnes, who we portray him and Mary out at the McInnes house there at Litzenberg, and some of the families, again, that lived in Liberty Township at that time, and kind of, right, looking at kind of their goods and what they own, which is very fascinating to see, right, who had how many horses. The big takeaway for me is Charles McInnes had 400 pounds of maple sugar. 400 pounds in 1850, right? So, so, you know, not like probably sugar bag. They would have done them probably in sugar cakes, but that is a lot of, that's a lot of sugar.
That is, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you know, accruing it over time. So that's one of the fascinating things. So, again, highlighting some of those things.
Okay.
Again, some of their family, if they're on the report, you know, and looking. So, again, that's taking place in the activity barn. That's at 1 o'clock. There is registration for that. We need you to register by that Friday, April 17th. But, again, there's no cost to it. We just want to know that there's people coming out. So, again, the agricultural report for the McInnes family on Sunday, April 19th.
Michelle Roomslog in from the Hancock Park District, and one thing you want to talk about is upcoming camps.
Yes, so summer camps are now live, again, hancockparks.com, and it's a little different. Normally, like our programs, we send you to the program calendar, but summer camps are going to be on that front page. There's kind of a little marquee that highlights some of the current activities that we've got going on the parks, and it's going to be there. So you click on there, and then it'll take you to the registration portion. Some of the camps are full. Some of our one-day camps in June and in August are full. Some others have a few spots. Some, there's still plenty of spots, but definitely something that, and most of these will fill. So even though we've got a deadline, I mean, sooner than later, if you know what's happening with these. And if something were to happen, like you sign up for camp and something happens, I mean, we do a refund if you cancel by a certain time, because that does happen. But again, if you want to come to any of the camps, and we start age 4 and go up to age 14, one days, multi-days, history, recreation, nature, all kinds of stuff for the kids at all of our parks. But again, I would not delay.
Get her done.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to expect, right. You want to have your kids come to camp this year, I would, again.
Very popular.
Yes. So.
Michelle, yep. Hancock Park District, have a great April.
Thank you very much.
Next month. See? Thank you. Yep. Get more info over at hancockparks.com. On the way, our morning mindbender answer reveal.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.